Penguin Random House Audio presents Pounding the Rock, Basketball Dreams and Real Life in a Bronx High School by Mark Skelton. Read for you by Pete Larkin. Preface. In 2013, the Fannie Lou Hamer Panthers won the New York City Public Schools Athletic League Class B Basketball Championship. It was the first championship in any sport in school history. What does a coach do after his team has won a championship? He starts writing a book, of course. For a long while, I had wanted to write about basketball. So in the summer of 2013, I started writing about the game I love. Writing was my off-season. It was not something I could do during the school year. Teaching responsibilities, coaching obligations, and family duties leave very little time to breathe, never mind write. But during the summer, the noise that stuck in my head after teaching or coaching is absent. I didn't know where to send my work. On a whim, I sent an email to Ray Anzelowitz, who runs a basketball website called Gotham Hoops. We started with a coach's corner piece. Every 2 weeks or so, I would write something about my team, basketball camp, the off-season, the mid-range jump shot, or the NBA playoffs. I developed longer pieces like Remember the Yugoslavs, the death of Yugoslavian basketball. Even less interesting was the banality of basketball. They were tongue-in-cheek sports ballads with a historical and literary tilt. I enjoyed writing them. It was fun and harmless. Then one day in August 2014, I got a call from Nancy Mann, at the time the principal at Fannie Lou Hamer Freedom High School. She said a reporter from the New York Times had called and wanted to talk to me about basketball. I had had one strange brush with what we might call big media before this. There was a phone call I had in 2006 with someone whose name I have long forgotten. We can just call him Hollywood. He'd somehow learned I was to become the new basketball coach. "It will look like this. Magic or Bill Bradley will come in and help you coach. We have Magic Johnson on board and he can move mountains," said Hollywood for an opener. "You guys were the worst team in New York City last year, right? The school is in a tough area of the Bronx. I've read it is in the poorest urban congressional district in the United States." Hollywood had done his homework. In the 2005-06 season, the Fannie Lou basketball team was 0-18. The school is located in one of the poorest sections of the country. "Yeah, but I wasn't even the coach last year." My attempt to stonewall or build an alibi didn't work. I was a rookie coach, and he knew that. "That doesn't matter," Hollywood said. "Magic can move mountains." This was a real phone conversation. I was about to start my first year coaching, and someone already planned to do a reality television show about me and my team. He wanted cameras to follow me and the players around. All I could envision was cheap, badly done television. Another ghetto exploitation film about rough times, drugs, guns, hope, and basketball. As you can probably guess, the Fannie Lou basketball reality television show never happened. As a rule, teachers hate movies about teaching. They seem to always ring false. We witness humanity. We try to prevent failure. We observe children's complete and incomplete metamorphoses. We vouch for their honesty. We mend, we yell, we hush. We give high fives. We give stickers. We watch meltdowns. We clean up everything. Anytime anything is written about schools, I always see the thin line between fostering and exploiting. This phone call was clearly about the latter. So I wasn't quick to call the Times back. I was nervous. Then I did. Michael Powell, the Times journalist, explained to me that he had just moved over to the sports section, and he'd Googled something like The Death of New York City Basketball. I had written a hackneyed piece on that subject, and Powell found it. I gave him a witch's brew of reasons why New York City, while still firmly a basketball city, was not producing NBA All-Stars at the rate that it once did. I offered up criticisms of everyone, among them Amateur Athletic Union, AAU culture in general, and the Knicks in particular for producing such a bad product year after year. It was as if a dark cloud like the one in Ghostbusters had descended upon the city, causing our hoop dreams to become haunted ghouls with broken jump shots. Near the conclusion of our conversation, I invited Powell to tryouts in October. The next thing I knew, I had two Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists, Powell and the Times staff photographer Todd Heisler, sitting in the school cafeteria a few minutes before the start of the 2014-15 season. They were embedded with us all season. In July 2015, the New York Times published a piece titled "A Long Hardwood Journey Documenting Our Season." It was a difficult season for the Fannie Lou Panthers. We were in a transition year. It felt like we had 9 power forwards on the team. We had a shipload of distractions. Our record was 15 wins, 11 losses. Did the reporter and the photographer distract us at all from playing our best basketball? It's hard to say. In retrospect, they probably saved our season. It was as if we had guests over and needed to be on our best behavior. But unlike guests who can wear out their welcome quickly, we really enjoyed having Michael and Todd around simply to talk to. When asked what it was like to pursue the city championship, I said our job was to harpoon the whale. Harpooning has many meanings, as does the whale. Winning can be the key to unlocking some of life's doors. The story this book tells is not about one of the greatest teams in New York City basketball history. It is a book that tackles ideas of education in the 21st century, self-actualization, brotherhood, failure, courage, and faith. I think it is important to view basketball as a great symbol of enlightenment among uncertainty. I offer you a first-person account, a coach's viewpoint, of the overachieving basketball team at Fannie Lou Hamer Freedom High School as we attempt to win a 2016-17 city championship against the odds. This story is as much about basketball as Moby Dick is about the pursuit of a white whale, which is to say that something larger than basketball is at stake. This is a portrait of a small school in a big city, and of a neighborhood and borough that is continually changing and evolving. But the fact is, they are all winning. Warm-up. It was one of the most important film sessions of the season, and I wrapped it up early. I didn't want us to be late. It was February, and another regular season was coming to an end. A win on Friday most likely would give us home court advantage for the first 2 rounds in the citywide playoffs. Lose, and we could theoretically play on the road somewhere in Chinatown or the Rockaways, I imagined. 4 o'clock came around, and the team and I grabbed some seats in a classroom. I overheard some complaints on our way up the staircase. There were thoughts and questions, some said out loud, others in a whisper. "What are we doing? We have a game tomorrow, Coach. This is a teacher's meeting. We don't belong here. We're supposed to get ready for the Archimedes game." Or something along these lines. Walfrey Restitulo, the senior power forward, entered the room and sat down quietly. With his maroon hoodie zipped up and his chin-strap beard a little overgrown, he looked the part of the elder statesman. He had enjoyed a solid senior season, averaging 10 points and almost 9 rebounds a game. As the leader of the team, he sat quietly, expecting the others to follow his example. They did. The previous Tuesday evening, we had scored 115 points, a school record, in a win. It was our 22nd victory of the year. A win on Friday and we would equal the previous year's win total of 23.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?